The second hour of Dr. Ken, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, 1-888-55-DRKN. I'm answering all your questions from head to toe, 1-888-553-7536. Bring you a weekly update of all the medical news published in the medical journals, in your doctor's desks, in their computers. I'll help you get to the next step. The medical system these days is so challenging. There's just a web of, it's just not very user-friendly. I want to be your friend, hold your hand and take you through this, make it easy. If you have any symptoms or signs of problems and you don't know what they mean, you've been to the doctor, you're confused, 1-888-55-DRKEN, 1-888-553-7536. If you've been to the doctor and they suggested some treatments and you're looking for some other possible solutions, I take the best from traditional and from alternative medicine, evidence-based solutions to all of your health care problems, taking the gentler and kinder approach. The number is 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, DRKEN. No paperwork, no bills. What could be easier? Just old-fashioned, good old-fashioned medicine. Almost sounds like a dinosaur, but it's not. 1-888-55-DRKEN. Let's kick off the festivities of the second hour in Arizona with Joel. Joel, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Joel.
Hello, Dr. Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
It's a pleasure. How can we help?
Well, I heard you talking with a lady that called in and was asking about bilateral neuropathy of her lower legs and feet.
Yes.
And I have been diagnosed. I'm a veteran, a 67-year-old male veteran, and I was diagnosed several years ago by a neurologist at the Prescott VA hospital as having bilateral neuropathy of the lower legs and feet. I can't feel anything from the knees down, basically, and so I can't walk.
Bless your heart. My question is,
the VA has now recognized, I got a new newsletter from them, that it could be caused by Agent Orange exposure, prolonged exposure. I even, when crossing rivers and whatnot, I was up north, and so we would throw our canteens going across the river. Well, Agent Orange was sprayed as a defoliant. It got washed down into the rivers and whatnot, and so we were ingesting this stuff.
Joel, how can I help?
Well, I want to know what alternatives. I'm not getting very much results out of the VA.
Okay. Give me a chance for a second. Let me get in here, Joel. I understand, and I know you're eager to get this taken care of. Just give me a second. Peripheral neuropathy can be caused by a lot of different possibilities, and it's important when you decide on treatment if you can identify a cause. And exposure to poisons is a possibility. Toxic substances such as heavy metals or chemicals can cause peripheral neuropathy. And the VA is looking at all the possible effects of Agent Orange. They're looking at coronary disease. I see this issue with my vets and the Orlando VA, helping them to get the help they need. And I know that they're also looking at it for peripheral neuropathy. That may be the issue. There are a lot of other causes. I'm not pointing the finger, but alcoholism, diabetes, some medications can do it, infections, there are inherited disorders, even trauma can cause it, or tumors. There are vitamin deficiencies. First get the cause identified, and then you can look at treatments. There's a lot of traditional treatments. There's medications, pain relievers, anti-seizure medications, there's immunosuppressive medications, capsaicin, lidocaine patch, antidepressants. There's a whole range of therapies with medications. There's alternative treatments. Joel, I would get to one of the neurologists at the VA where you're at, and I can't believe that they can't help you. Also, the Mayo Clinic in your neck of the woods has one of their branches there. If you can't get help at the VA, that's an outstanding facility there. And we talked previously about the alternative approaches, acupuncture, biofeedback, alpha-lipoic acid.
and folic acid. I was a Navy hospital corpsman in the, with the Marines in my group, special ops group, in the northern part of Vietnam, Laotian border, and in or the DMZ. So we were exposed a lot to Agent Orange. Now, I did get shot at the in the last months of my time over there, and the bullet stopped, luckily, right on my L4, L5, I don't remember which, and knocked off a chunk of the process of my one of my vertebrae. And so I didn't get paralyzed, but, you know, I'm 67 now. It's been almost 50 years since I was in Vietnam. Hey. I came home in 67, so it's just gradually catching up with me. I went from a cane to a walker to a wheelchair.
Joe, I want to thank you for your service. I want to thank you for your call. And I think I've given you some possible treatments. And also, please try to get it diagnosed and figure out what the cause is. Next, let's go to Wendy in Utica, New York. Wendy, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Ken. My question is about whether a person should have a CT scan to check their coronary arteries. If their cholesterol numbers are high, and the endocrinologist recommended I have that done and that my insurance might not pay for it, and I understood it was a new test.
I haven't had it done. You're talking about coronary CT angiography, correct?
Yep, that's what it is.
Yes, this is a wonderful technology. It's been around for 10 plus or minus years. You hold your breath currently for about 6 seconds, and we can show you your epicardial, the big coronaries that sit on top of your heart without doing an invasive procedure. The most insurers will cover this procedure after you do a stress test if the stress test is either borderline, equivocal, or mildly abnormal. Interestingly, Medicare covers this if you're symptomatic and without a stress test. It depends on your insurer where the allowance is, but this is a wonderful procedure in the right setting. If you have low to intermediate risk for coronary disease, you've never had coronary disease diagnosed in the past, it's low probability that you're going to need an angioplasty or a bypass surgery, but you're having symptoms that are questionable, and you also want to figure out whether you need to be on statin medications to see if there's any plaque. This is a wonderful procedure. Remember, stress tests only tell you if you have 70% or more blockage. The CT angiography tells you if you have any plaquing in the big coronaries.
Okay. All right. Well, I've never had a stress test.
Let me just give you one more tip. There right now is the availability of low-dose 64-slice scanners. Philips, the machine that we have, has an add-on iDose 4, which allows us to use up to 50% less radiation. Make sure the facility that you go to is accredited, and also make sure the facility that you go to is using low-dose radiation.
Okay, well, I already had it done at a Utica hospital, and I did all right. It was all right, and I don't have any heart issues.
You're breaking up a little, Wendy. So your coronaries were wide open and clean?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the question?
I had it done already, and I just wondered. I listened on TV. Some Cleveland doctor said if you don't have any problems with your heart, they shouldn't be doing this because of the X-ray exposure.
So you're wondering why it was done?
If it was safe.
If it was safe. Well,
yes, but you just explained it to me that it's a wonderful procedure, and so I guess I'm satisfied now.
Okay, you're asking me about the safety of radiation with regards to CAT scanning. Just, it's a cumulative effect, and it sounds to me like you did need it. And the fact that it's normal is a good thing because we, usually do it more often when we don't expect there to be a serious problem, but just to clear the air instead of having an invasive cardiac catheterization done. And if we suspect high likelihood that you're going to have a horrible problem, we'll insist on a heart catheterization so we can open up the vessel or take you to bypass. So just be happy that everything is good, and just only go for the radiation when you absolutely need it. Ask the doctors to make it clear to you why you need the radiation study and if there's any other alternatives. But I think in this condition, at 62, with what you are having, it made sense.
Okay, well, you know, when you think of radiation, and every year you get a mammography, so you're being exposed again to radiation. You go to a dentist, they want to do, x-rays, you're being exposed to radiation. That's what my concern is.
You know, you fly in an airplane, it's like having a chest x-ray. So,
I'm on a cell phone, so, yeah.
I think that you're getting these things, the risks and the benefit, the risk of not doing it is higher than the risk of doing it. So I just would not get it, any of these things unnecessarily, and just enjoy your life. You talk to some of the radiologists, this is so controversial, they'll ask you to point out any patient who's ever been gotten a tumor from radiation of these studies, and you can't identify that single patient. And a lot of this is theoretical, but on the other hand, don't misunderstand me. I'm not telling you to get irradiated willy-nilly. Make sure that the risks of doing it, of not doing it, outweigh the risks of doing it, and then you're doing what you need to do. Wendy in Utica, I hope this reassures you, and I think that, unfortunately, some of these discussions, even in the media, just scare people unnecessarily. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Next, do you have any idea what your chances are of getting an infection if you were to go into a hospital? Well, I'll tell you what the recent study out of the New England Journal of Medicine reports this week.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Granger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Granger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com/air handler, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top-quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand-scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot, and 3/4-inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give us an upset stomach. After eating, what do I do when I have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances the body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't wanna know what happens next. That's why I use Granger. Granger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
I got caught in the rush hour. Fella started to shower. You with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction.
Dr. Ken Barnhouse with some love and affection on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. 1-888-55-DRKEN. 1-888-553-7536. Toll free from anywhere in the country. There's a report this week in the British Journal of General Practice that doctors really do raise your blood pressure. Doctors recording blood pressure get higher levels than nurses when it's done in the office. And you want to know what raises my blood pressure? It's this story that I led the first hour about Justina Pelletier, this precious 15-year-old girl whose parents lost custody to the state of Massachusetts because the only thing they did was listen to their doctors from Tufts University, another university medical center, and brought their daughter to Harvard Children's Hospital, Boston Children's Hospital. And after the bottom of the hour, when we come back from the bottom of the hour, I'm going to go over this case again. And I don't know if my blood pressure is going to make it. 1-888-55-DRKEN. I mentioned before also about what are your odds of getting an infection when you're admitted to the hospital. This is out of the New England Journal of Medicine. This is amazing. On any given day in America, you ready for this? Approximately 1 in 25 patients has at least one infection contracted during the course of their hospital care. Pneumonia and surgical site infections are the most common types of infection, each accounting for about 22% of all infections in the hospital. This is followed by gastrointestinal infection. These are infections of the stomach and intestines. And the next most common infections that people pick up in the hospital are urinary tract infections and infections of the bloodstream. There's a wide disparity between hospitals and their effectiveness at getting rid of infections and you not getting an infection. There's a really good review of this in Consumer Reports. It may be a reason to get Consumer Reports, and you can plug in your hospital and see comparisons of which has the highest and lowest infection rates. If anybody puts their hands on you or puts anything on you when you're in the hospital, don't be obsessed crazy. Be nice about it, but just ask them, please, wash their hands, clean their stethoscopes, make sure that the equipment has been cleaned, and just do it in a polite manner, and you'll make your point, and you may save your life. Let's head out to Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and welcome Kim. Kim, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Thanks, Dr. Ken, for all you do.
My pleasure. How can we help?
I've talked to you before. I've had AFib, and since December, I have not had one or any AFib for any amount of time. I'm wondering if the if in like 6 months when I see my doctor, if I should consider or ask him to take me off blood thinners.
Kim, great question, because when you have atrial fibrillation, the upper part of the heart beats like a bag of worms, and the big concern is that a clot forms in that upper portion of the heart, and then it's propelled to the brain, and it causes a stroke. The problem with atrial fibrillation, don't shoot the messenger here, is that about 50% of people, even when they're controlled, at some point later on in their life, will have recurrence of this atrial fibrillation. That's why, even though you've been out of atrial fibrillation for a period of time, that's not how we determine your risk of having a stroke. We now, doctors, have this, boy, it's a mouthful. It's called the CHADS 2 VAS score, and it's a score that we do with our patients. It used to be called the CHADS 2 score. Now it's been extended to the CHADS 2 VAS score, and we give you a point for various things, and we can determine your risk of having a stroke. It determines whether you've had heart failure, high blood pressure, your age is greater than 65, you get 1 point, you get 2 points. If it's greater than 75, diabetes, if you've had a stroke in the past, that's also 2 points. And if you have any peripheral vascular disease, all of those other items are 1 point. And if you have one or more points, you know, that usually means you probably should be on either Coumadin or the new oral anticoagulants.
Yeah, I was at a 1.
You were with all those things, you just pull up as a 1.
Correct.
Kim, the push is to, and you want to know whether you can be on an adult aspirin or stronger blood thinner. And
yeah, right now I'm on Xarelto.
Okay, and that's one of the new oral anticoagulants. That's what they're actually called, that family of medicines. And if you're tolerating it well, I would stay on it. That's the tendency right now, Kim. Call me back if you talk to your doctor, you get some new information. Just make sure there's not any evidence of bleeding, and you may not want to take any fish oil, and just talk to your doctor about whether you're on any other blood thinners like aspirin or Plavix when you take that. Kim in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Remember, we're going to talk more about Justina Pelletier, this 15-year-old girl, after the bottom of the hour break. And I just want to mention something to you. This is great news from the Journal of Sexual Medicine, that erectile dysfunction can be reversed without medication. A large proportion of men are naturally overcoming erectile dysfunction issues, and I'm going to talk about how, with your lifestyle, you can avoid drugs for erectile dysfunction on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, doing our thing called Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I have a confession to make. Most of you who listen to me each week, you know I'm a cautious person with my patients. I only practice evidence-based medicine. I'm not considered a hothead by anybody, but I actually cursed this week on national radio. I was shocked. It was totally out of my control. I heard while I was on the radio that the judge in Massachusetts had made the decision about Justina Pelletier, and my co-host, you know, Doug Steffen, I was on with him on his weekday national show talking about the health news, and he broke the story while I was on with him, and I was in shock. I was so hurt, I couldn't believe it. Many of you know I have a teenage daughter, and the thought of bringing my teenage daughter unexpectedly with critical conditioning into the hospital because her doctors told me to bring my daughter to another hospital, and then losing custody because I question the care that the doctors in the second hospital are recommending because it disagrees with my usual doctors from the first hospital. Well, imagine following the instructions of your child's doctor. And then consider that your parental rights are only temporary until one of the doctors at some second misguided hospital decides your son or daughter's condition is really you, the parent's fault, and then takes your kid away. This really has happened at what most consider the most prestigious pediatric hospital in the country. Boston Children's Hospital. It started in February 2013, and in the middle of the night, as his child was unable the prior day to take in any food or fluid and became so weak, the parents called their usual doctors at Tufts Medical Center, and the doctor at Tufts Medical Center, Dr. Corson, who had diagnosed mitochondrial disease, which is a full head-to-toe problem. The mitochondria in the cells don't function, so energy is not made in each of the cells. It's a systemic problem. All the organs of the body therefore get affected. Dr. Corson from Tufts over the phone decided that Justina's main problem was in her gastrointestinal tract, and the gastrointestinal pediatric specialist that knew Justina had just unfortunately moved from Tufts Medical Center to Boston Children's Hospital, and the family was advised to take Justina to Boston Children in the middle of the night in a snowy evening via emergency medical transfer ambulance. They arrive at Boston Children's Hospital. The doctors immediately decide, you were talking about a seven-month intern who was in medical school 7 months prior, immediately decide that this is not a physical problem, that it's a stress-related mental illness, and that the parents are responsible for this because they've put their child through too much medical testing, and all this the parents did was follow the objective findings and recommendations of the Tufts doctors. And the Boston Children's Hospitals, the Harvard doctors, were not willing to talk to the Tufts doctors. The Harvard doctors immediately decided it was a mental problem caused by the family, and the Harvard doctors then got the Massachusetts Department of Children's and Families to take away the parental rights. And the state of Massachusetts, through a court order, got custody of this child. I know this is wrong. When you have abuse, there's an old dogma in medicine. When you have somebody that's abused and you remove the abuser, the person being abused gets better. So if the parents, in fact, were abusing their child, after more than a year, you would expect Justina to be flourishing. Justina, in the more than a year that she's been separated by the state of Massachusetts from her parents, has declined, deteriorated, got much worse, and obviously the doctors in Boston Children's have the wrong diagnosis. She's not being treated anymore for mito. She's not being abused. If she was being abused by the family, Justina would be doing so well. This is outrageous, and this week the judge delivered his decision that until Justina was 18, that the custody would be with the Department of Children's and Families, the government of Massachusetts. They decided to take away this child from the family because the family questioned the treatment that the Harvard doctors were recommending, and all the family wanted was another opinion, or for the Harvard doctors to consult with the Tufts doctors who knew the child so much better. This is an outrage. It's unbelievable. The judge, in his decision this week, made a medical decision siding with the Boston Children's Hospital doctors, and it's outrageous that this judge is making a medical decision. This judge should be eliminated. There's a Facebook site called Boycott Boston Children's Hospital. I'd like you all to go to it. I want you to support this, and I want you to spread this word all around this country. I think every parent in America should know about this story. This should not happen. This child should be freed. This child's life is going to be ruined because she's being separated from her siblings and from her parents, and it's just an absolute outrage that this judge and the doctors are letting their egos get ahead of what's best for this child. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I'd be glad to have any comments about this. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. D-R-K-E-N. Toll free from anywhere in America. Stephen in Anderson, South Carolina wants a comment. Stephen, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Good morning. I had talked to you earlier before, several weeks back, concerning with my liver problems. Now, when dealing with this Justina thing, this is one of the horrors I feel that's going to come out of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, when government takes over and they decide, and government officials and bureaucrats decide they know what's best for you.
It's outrageous, isn't it? It's a problem when doctors are predominantly employed by hospitals. It's a problem when the doctor one-on-one who's responsible for you isn't allowed to make the decision. When you have bureaucrats, when you have government taking the place of family. What country are we living in, Stephen?
I don't know, but anyway, I also had one time I had a very horrible MRSA infection. And it left, it put a hole in my leg that was almost between a quarter and a half inch deep. And, you know, the first doctor I looked at, a regular GP, said, oh, it looks like a brown recluse bite. And I said, I've seen the brown recluse pictures from a brown recluse bite. This is not a brown recluse bite. But then finally I had another doctor look at it, and they diagnosed it straight as MRSA. And they treated me for MRSA. And that was able to get past that.
Stephen, bless your heart. I appreciate the comments. Thanks so much. Keep listening, and I hope that things just turn for you for the best. Marion wants to comment on the story. Let's go to Marion. Marion, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Where are you calling from? What city?
Utica, New York.
Welcome, Marion. I want to hear your thoughts about this case.
If my phone should go off, I will call you back on another phone. I'm on a cell phone.
Okay, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-55 D-R-K-E-N. Go ahead.
No. As far as I know, in New York, I don't know about Massachusetts, and I imagine it's about the same. They can go for a different, have that judge removed from the case, get another judge, go back to that judge with all the information they can get, and before they go to that judge, make sure that judge doesn't side with the first one. get all the information that they can get from the first hospital, and since they stopped treatment at the second hospital because they know so much better, Harvard ain't as great as they say they are. Because if this girl is getting worse, then, you know, the state could be sued, the hospital could be sued, the doctor could be sued, and so could the first judge.
Exactly. Those are great ideas, Marion. It's going to take a federal lawsuit because her personal freedoms and rights have been taken away, and I hope they hit them incredibly hard with a federal lawsuit. And you know me, I'm not the person who runs for the courts, but this is the case where you need the gorilla. Next, we're going to go back to Ocala and have Lauren sound off. I'm also going to be talking about erectile dysfunction, how it can be reversed without medications. And also, we're going to talk about some good news about how married folks have fewer heart problems. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top-quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand-scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4-inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard-of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Quality has been a hallmark of Aldi since opening in the U.S. nearly 40 years ago. I'm Risa Jill Miller, and smart shoppers have found that switching from national brands to Aldi exclusive brands can save them up to 50% on commonly purchased and high-quality grocery items. Now Aldi has received the national honor of being named the 2014 Retailer of the Year from Private Label Store Brands magazine. Aldi superfan Kaylee Arrett of Cha-Ching on a Shoestring has more.
Aldi is always looking for innovative ways to give more value to their shoppers. Through new products like the all-natural and organic Simply Nature line, expanded fresh offerings, and cost-saving efficiencies, Aldi is able to provide great quality at the lowest prices.
For more details on why Aldi was selected as Retailer of the Year, see the February issue of Private Label Store Brands magazine or visit aldi.us. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I've had some requests about this Facebook page that I've been talking about. It's called Boycott Boston Children's Hospital. Go take a look at it. And let's go to Ocala, Florida. Lauren wants to talk about this story. Lauren, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Doctor, you are just so wonderful for everything you bring up and for also bringing up this story. I can't even imagine the trauma and the stress that the family is going through. I understand that there is at least one sibling, and there was another Facebook site, Free Justina, and for these people, judges and these doctors who are supposed to first do no harm, right? And that
exactly.
She is now deteriorating. Now that is proof beyond total empirical evidence that clearly she should be back with her family, and it's horrible. And I agree with that earlier caller who said the more the government is in control and tries to take over the medical situation is what this Affordable Care Act is. It's a horror story, and watch out, people, because it will be many of us that are being told what to do and how to do it, and the stress is just, I pray for that family. Doctor, thank you so very much.
Lauren, great comments. It's Boycott Children's Hospital, and thank you for giving out that other Facebook page, Free Justina. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-553-7536. If you want to comment about this case, if you want to take the other position, I'll put you first in line. If you want to make any comments, I want to hear from the listeners what you think about this case. Are you as outraged as I am? I want to hear about it. I want you to tell your friends. I want you to tell all the parents you know. We must spread the word about this. We can't let this sit. Nobody should rest until this child is freed and back with her parents. I don't know how I'm going to get any sleep until this occurs. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. 1-888-553-7536. Let me tell you about some good news. People are looking for medical solutions for erectile dysfunction. This is out of the Journal of Sexual Medicine this week, that actually a large proportion of men are naturally overcoming ED, erectile dysfunction issues. According to this study, men are able to ward off ED symptoms by doing one or more of the following. They are improve nutrition, exercise more, drink less alcohol, and get a better night's sleep. These researchers found that addressing risk factors like diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol also helped men struggling with ED. Remember, most of ED is just a circulation problem. Erectile dysfunction is reversible with or without drugs. Even when drugs are necessary, lifestyle changes can improve their effectiveness. Simple behaviors like eating better and exercising will do more than improve sexual ability. They'll improve your cardiovascular health and reduce the risk of developing diabetes if you don't already have it. Next, we're going to get to more comments about the Justina story. I'm also going to talk about how married folks, do they have fewer heart problems? And we're going to be taking all your calls. We still have a few lines open. We're heading to the last segment of the week. 1-888-55-DRKEN. 1-888-553-7536. So if you want to get in, please get your calls. And the annual meeting of the American College of Cardiology occurred this week, and it just looks like love can sometimes break a heart, but marriage seems to do it a lot of good. And I'll tell you about the details next when we get back on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. 1-888-55-DRKEN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Ken, I've got the best listeners. The comments have been great today. We've got one segment left, so let's use all this time we can. Let's go to Palm Springs, California, and welcome Mike. He has some comments about Justina. Mike, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Dr. Ken, you're the best. How are you?
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you. I don't expect that, but
you know,
that's nice.
No, it's a great show. But, you know, I look at the Justine thing, like, suppose they're right. It's a mental problem she has. So let's start the cure by taking her parents away. That's their solution to psychologically, yeah. That's a good start. Huh?
That's what people, you know, does anyone who works in the real world ever think that that's a good solution?
I mean, I'm not a doctor, but, I mean, come on.
But you have common sense. You have wisdom. Exactly.
Yeah, you know, and with respect to the autism, I have a granddaughter that's autistic, and I know about the vaccinations. It's, you know, questionable here and there, but I often wonder because, like, in the Amish community, there's no known cases of autism, and they do no vaccinations whatsoever either. So it's kind of something to think about.
It's a perplexing question, and I wonder whether they're examined as thoroughly as as other communities. It's a tough one, and I know the emotion about this, and I just thought this was an interesting report this week, but I don't think it's the last comment.
All right, sir. Well, I've been listening for 6 or 8 years and picked up a lot of knowledge from you, and I'm still listening.
Mike, bless your heart, and you keep staying around, and hopefully we'll make it worthwhile. Mike in Palm Springs, California, thanks so much for listening to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, and thanks for the nice comments. Let's go to Rome, New York. Jennifer, you're next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, Dr. Ken. I'm a very avid listener of your show, and my comment is that when the parents took her to the doctors and then she was admitted to the hospital, that doctor that was in her care, that she was in care of, he should have been the one to oversee anyone else that had taken over the case, because he knew exactly what was going on with that child.
So you're talking about the attending at Boston Children's or the attending at Tufts?
The attending at Tufts.
Exactly, Jennifer, but give me a second. He tried. The doctor from Tufts tried, but the Boston Children's doctors, the Harvard doctors, wouldn't even meet with him. The doctor from Tufts asked, let's have a conference of all the doctors, a round table, and we can discuss what's best for the child. And the doctors from Boston Children refused the invitation of the Tufts doctors. Refused it.
Well, then it sounds like that the hospital is definitely being run by doctors who want to do experiments on children and see if they can find alternatives to what is really wrong with the child, when she can be treated and she can be released from the hospital and returned to her family.
That's why I don't think there should be an adult, a parent on planet Earth that should ever think of bringing their child to Boston Children's Hospital until this absolutely changes. And the only way it's going to change is if they feel it in the economic you-know-where.
Yes. And the unfortunate thing is that with this Obamacare, it's not going to help anyone. It's only going to hinder the parents from having the correct medical care for their children. And more parents are going to be afraid that you can take their child to a doctor. And that's the sad thing, because doctors do help the children when they need it, as well as adults, but they're not going to want to take them to a doctor because they're going to be afraid they're going to have their child taken away.
Jennifer, thanks for telling everybody why I'm so angry. Exactly. Exactly. And it blemishes my beloved profession. That's what is angering me so much. Jennifer in Rome, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. We learned this week from the annual meeting of the American College of Cardiology that married folks have fewer heart problems than single people. We also, there's a recall of the week. GlaxoSmithKline has recalled Ali. This is a weight loss product because it's been tampered with. If you have Ali, bring it back as quickly as possible to wherever you got it. It's an over-the-counter product. You don't want to use this. It's been such a pleasure being with you. The audience is wonderful. I appreciate your comments, and it's just a pleasure being with you. This week, there's some information about e-cigarettes also that we didn't have time to get to, but it looks like the evidence is showing from the Journal of the American Medical Association that electronic cigarettes don't aid quitting. Be with us next week.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.